Good afternoon. Thank you, Chad, for those songs. You know, we've had a great meal, great fellowship, and here we are. I am feeling great. Thank you. I've already been invited to come back. I have been. The person at, right back there in the fellowship hall, invited me to come back. He said, fellowship dinner, bring Loretta the meatballs and the Oreo ice cream. Oh, that was great. Amen. Yeah. You know, there was a man who came down to breakfast. And he said to his wife, the boss wants me to meet him first thing this morning in his office. He said, I think I'm going to get fired. And his wife said, don't be negative, be positive. He said, okay. I'm meeting with the boss in the office this morning, and I'm positive I'm going to get fired. You know, really, this has to do with positive Christian living. Because Christians have everything, and every reason to be positive. And you can make the list. We are children of God. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 1, behold what manner of love the Father's bestowed upon us that we should be called children of God. We're positive because the Bible teaches us that we are conquerors. We are victors already. Romans chapter 8 and verse 37, in all these things you are more than conquerors through him who loved us. We can live that positive Christian life because we have an inheritance. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 4, we have been begotten again to an inheritance, incorruptible, undefiled, that does not fade away, reserved in heaven for you. Such good news. We're going to be positive because we have been forgiven any, all sins. Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 7, in Christ we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of our sins. We can live positive Christian lives because we have every spiritual blessing. Notice Ephesians chapter 1 and verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us. And he's writing to Christians. He's blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. And you could add the scriptures and you could add the list that the Christian has every reason in this world and out of this world to be living a positive Christian life. But what does that mean? First of all, in living that positive Christian life, we must be positive in our thinking. We must be positive in our thinking. Go clear back to Proverbs 23 and verse 7. You're going to remember this verse in the old King James Version. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. We are what we think. Or someone said, what we think, we are. And so in Philippians chapter 4 and verse 8, in that passage of scripture, there are things to think about. There are things to meditate on, things to fill our minds. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue, if there's anything worthy of praise, think on these things. New King James Version says, meditate on these things. So that passage of Scripture gives us a starter on what to think about, positive things to think about. Because really, we're in control of our thoughts. We are in control as to whether or not we're going to spend our time thinking about those things that are positive or thinking about those things that are negative. Positive Christian living means that we are positive thinkers. We are filling our mind with positive things. And most of those things are going to come from the inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God. Secondly, positive, not only in our thinking, but positive in our words. Proverbs chapter 12 and verse 25, anxiety in the heart of a man causes depression, but a good word makes it glad. You probably have been at that very place where there's some kind of anxiety, maybe there's some kind of discouragement, maybe there is something that is pressing you down, and somebody comes by with a good word. I mean, it is just medicine for the moment, and maybe that person doesn't even know it. I mean, it is the remedy that you needed for that very moment. But a good word makes it glad. Positive in our words. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 29. Let no corrupt word proceed out of your mouth. And notice, but what is good for edification, what is necessary for edification, that it may impart grace to those who hear. That corrupt word proceed out of our mouth, that is negative. That is negative talk. And he says, this is the way the Christian talks. Those words that are good for necessary edification, that it may impart grace to those who hear. You know, anybody can be negative. I mean, it doesn't take a lot of effort to be negative. In fact, some people can be negative without even trying. So it takes absolutely no effort to be negative and to say words that are negative. Anybody can be negative, but it takes somebody who's trying to emulate the example of Jesus to be positive and to think positive and to speak those things and those words that are positive. And that is edifying and encouraging and upbuilding. So in living this positive Christian life, it is to pay attention to what we're thinking. It is positive thoughts. It is to pay attention to the words that we are saying. It is positive words. And then thirdly, in positive Christian living, it is to be positive in our actions. It is to be positive, our thinking, our words, and our actions. How do we act? How do we act toward people? Think about some of these scriptures. You've heard this over and over again, but it goes back to scriptures that we need to hear over and over and over again. In Matthew chapter 7 and verse 12, Jesus really states in that passage what we now refer to as the golden rule. And the golden rule says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Essentially what Jesus said, and so that's the golden rule passage. You do unto others as you would have others do unto you. So you think about in the church and practicing the golden rule. It is whether we're thinking about the preacher, or whether we're thinking about the elders, or whether we're thinking about the deacons, or whether we're thinking about the members, that we just practice the golden rule. In other words, it's boiled down, you treat others the way you want to be treated. We're positive interactions. So how are we going to act toward brothers and sisters in Christ? How are we going to treat them? We're just going to treat them the way Jesus said to treat them in Matthew chapter 7 and verse 12. And that's, I'm going to treat them the way I would like to be treated. And I think all of us would agree this afternoon that we would like to receive positive encounters. We would like to receive positive treatment. We would like to receive positive action from others. So it is to practice the golden rule. And that's not only being on the receiving end, that's being also on the giving end. Secondly, in those positive actions, it is to do good. What are you going to do this day? When our feet hits the floor, I'm going to do good. In all the ways I can, in all the places I can, among all the people I can, I'm going to do good. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10, as we have therefore opportunity. I don't think the opportunity is any problem, because it always comes. It's always there. Taking advantage of the opportunity is the problem. Let us do good unto all men, especially they of the household of faith. Your feet hit the floor in the morning, and you say, you know, I am going to be the Good Samaritan. That's who I'm going to be today. Whoever comes my way, and we know exactly what that means. And we say, it's not the priest and the Levite for me today. No, it's going to be that Good Samaritan. Because I'm going to go about doing good. I'm going to see the need. I'm going to realize the good that I can do, and I'm going to have compassion on whoever's in that situation. That's positive action. Thirdly, on that positive action, it is to let our light shine. And Jesus said, here's the reason that you let your light shine. And that is, he says, so that others see your good works. That's doing. That others see your good works, and because of your good works, they glorify your Father who is in heaven. Also, positive action includes service. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 13, it is through love that we serve one another. So, positive Christian living. The world needs to see in us the very example of Jesus. Amen. And they see in us people who are positive. And we have every reason, as we mentioned earlier, to have that kind of attitude, that kind of mindset, because we're following in the example of Jesus. And we want to be positive in our thinking. We'll be positive in our words, and we will be positive in our actions, because we follow the example of Jesus. Let's take this out this week. Lord willing, by the grace of God, our feet will hit the floor in the morning. And by the good grace and mercy of God, He blesses us with another day, and that we can emulate his example before others. And those thoughts that come into our mind are positive. Those words that come out of our mouth are positive. And those actions and how we conduct ourselves and how we treat others will be in a positive manner. We're going to sing that invitation song. And if you need to respond this afternoon publicly, and you have the need to do that, we pray that you will. But we certainly pray that all of us have responded in our hearts in a positive way to put these things into practice as together we stand and sing.